This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Does this meet the level for you, Lopez?
Absolutely
on a funky
does.
Is this enough funk for you?
It's in the neighborhood. It's getting there.
In the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood.
That's a funky song,
man.
You hear that?
No.
Yeah.
Said no. This is a funky song right here.
You know what I like.
I'd rather be with you. Yeah.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. As you can tell, we're feeling good on this Friday. I hope you are feeling good as well. We got a few things coming up in the show just later. If you're watching on the Mokarem Injury Lawyer live streams, whether it's on YouTube or Twitch, you see that Lopez is wearing his Houston Dynamo kit ahead of the Texas Derby this weekend. And ahead of that, we will be talking to Ben Olsen, the manager of your Houston Dynamo.
Is it manager or head coach?
I might have him as head coach. I'm sorry.
Don't they? Yeah, it's usually manager. Yeah.
It is.
But is this an MLS thing or
no? I feel like,
or is it Dynamo?
I think it might be a Dynamo thing. I'll double check though. Yeah. Either way, maybe they are an answer that you'd like to throw in here. I think that Sean had really only focused on the major teams when he asked about your Houston sports in this city. As I think it kind of came off of them looking at various power rankings around. Around MLB, the NBA, and the NFL, and seeming to find that all of the Houston teams kind of in that same neighborhood, all the way around these leagues, and that kind of led them to ask which Houston team would be the next one to bring a championship to the city, or which one at least has the best chance. And I imagine like which one would be the next one is probably the way to go there.
Yeah.
But what for you jumps out here when you ask, when you look at that? Because yeah, it feels like you have a couple of ascending teams and one in the Astros that's trying to stave off or like trying to continue to extend a window of contention.
Yeah, look, it's unfair, it seems. It seems unfair to the Astros to consider anyone else. It really does. You know, I know the huge losses, you know, Bregman Tucker, you know, et cetera. But, I mean, they've been there every year. They've been in the postseason every year.
Yeah.
So is it? Because mine is not the Astros.
I thought you were saying it was the Astros.
No, it seems unfair to pick anyone but the Astros.
And I do
because of their track record, because they're still Altuve. Espada's in his second year. They got pitchers coming back. Even with like all these injuries last year, they still managed to get there. They made their post. They still have one of the best players on the planet in Yordan.
Yeah, that's the problem. That is a problem.
They're still like... There are elements to this team where you're like, what are you doing? How can you not say the Astros? I'm not going to say the Astros. I feel like the margins get thinner and thinner every year, and they might be a little too thin this year.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Look at you. Adding a little bit of doubt in there. No, I think one of the things that helps is that you look at the division, and part of the reason why they're there, they remain there, is because that division has remained relatively winnable. Is this the year that, the Rangers bounce back? Or that the Mariners actually do the thing that we've been waiting on them to do for, three, 4 years at this point?
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, this is the year when they put it together. They've got folks here, right? Is that a team that you're looking at? And it looks like one of the people on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, are going that way from the 832. They said, I'm going to say the Astros. big money coming off the books soon, mm-hmm. and you can add some upgrades in certain areas along with the young pitching. And that is fair. Like, you have found some really nice young pitching that you hope will continue to carry you through. Does Fromber remain is a question that I think mm-hmm. is worth asking, because if you don't have Fromber, do you have an ace? Like,
is Hunter Brown going to be that? Is he going to start taking those steps again?
Well, I don't know. How close do you think Hunter Brown is to being an ace? Because he's definitely capable of being, like, maybe a number one pitcher. Mm-hmm. But that's one of those distinctions that I think is necessary. Sometimes you have distinctions without a real difference. Mm-hmm. I think that one's necessary. Like, an ace, like, there's not 30 aces in Major League Baseball. There's 30 number one pitchers.
Sure.
But there's not 30 aces, and Fromber is capable
slumps,
of being that.
Start streaks, all that stuff.
Right, and so I do wonder what that looks like. But it is fair to acknowledge that, hey, this team has seemed a little cheap around the edges, but that's because they made some kind of rough deals mm-hmm. that once they fall off, they'll have that money to expend again and hopefully be able to, like, add more juice to what you're doing to where in a season or two, like, not saying that you can't even find a level way to contend now, but in season two, you could find a refreshed and rejuvenated Astros team ready to go and contend at a high level.
And the guys they've added on the corners are not chumps, you know, in Walker and Paredes. It sounds like I'm talking myself into the Astros. I still feel that.
Yeah, that's not my answer, but I didn't want to give them their due.
I do, exactly, because, like, they're going to be in the mix. And you mentioned the division, which is a great point as well. That's a big part of it. I'm going to say the Texans. I understand, and we opened the show with, you know, is there anything that makes you think there might be a little...
Is there any possibilities of regression?
Regression, and there certainly were some good answers there. But because of their division... I feel like they're going to have, you know, the opportunity to kind of build their way into the postseason, get to the postseason, stay healthy, and I don't think the defense is going to regress that much. It might a little bit just because that happens in the NFL. I think they're still going to be consistently good on defense, and I just cannot believe that C.J. Stroud is the offensive line is going to be that big of an issue.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, my answer would be the Texans as well. I think that, and to try and simplify it a little bit, mm-hmm. I think they have answers to a few of the questions that you ask when you go, can this team be a Super Bowl championship? And one, that is having the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You have the quarterback. C.J. Stroud had a rough season this year, don't get me wrong, but again, I think you can easily look and see the ways in which he was failed by others around him in a way that helps me make my case about, hey, quarterback wins not being something that is reasonable, right? Like, mm-hmm. hey, we can't put this all on the quarterback because this is a team sport. In fact, a lot of people like calling it the ultimate team sports in some ways. And yeah, the offensive line being troubling and the play calling not being helpful mm-hmm. In those ways. Like, they will stifle. But if he gives minimal support, C.J. Stroud, we know, is a quarterback of a certain caliber where you go, you always have a shot with them. On top of that, mm-hmm. they have a dominant unit.
Yeah.
They have a dominant, and you need a dominant unit.
Yeah.
And it seems like that pass rush will remain a dominant unit mm-hmm. For
and maybe
them.
Get better.
And so I think that those things lead me to the idea of, hey, you have a nice runway of doing things. Now, the thing that I think you could combat with on the Texans, you go, all right, but what is the path through?
Exactly. I was actually going to add that. Go ahead, Fig.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that's the reason why I don't have them winning mm-hmm. Championship mm-hmm. first. But go ahead.
to your point.
Because I think the key element to the question here is which Houston team wins the city's next championship.
Right.
Not get to the finals, get to the World Series, or get to the Super Bowl. Win a championship. Keep in mind, I think the most vulnerable top-of-the-heap teams are probably in basketball. They're probably in basketball.
Fair.
You know, how good, how much longer can the Celtics be the Celtics? How much longer, you know, the Western Conference, you got Lake, you know, all these teams are somewhat vulnerable.
Well, yeah, the Lakers just added to their runway, adding a generational type player
but
there.
But are they like.
The Thunder are continuing to build forward, yeah, so maybe you go there. Yeah. I don't know. The Nuggets have the best player in the world in Jokic, but. There's a little bit of aging there.
There's vulnerability at the top of the NBA.
See, that's why my answer was going to be the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like the Rockets got something cooking. Hell, they beat most of the best teams in the league this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think they're going to get and win a championship this year, but I do think I think the sky's the ceiling for them. And if they can add that superstar player or somebody step up in a superstar role, like the NBA, it haven't been really a powerhouse in the NBA since, what, maybe the Warriors or something like that?
Right, they're vulnerable.
So I think I'm rolling with the Rockets. I think if you get that superstar player, Kevin Durant or Booker or something like that, I don't think it's crazy that they can win a championship.
Because the NFL, there are some teams at the top that you're like, oh, they're gonna be around for a while.
And see, that's why I didn't want to pick the Texans because like you still got to go through Patrick Mahomes, man.
And even baseball,
even Josh Allen cannot get past Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think to that end, there's multiple people that agree with you. 832 Rockets with the right trade from the 281 Jackson for Pearland. They say the Texans, although it depends on if the Rockets can get one more stud to solidify the roster. And I think everybody looks at that because that is pretty much as outrightly stated as possible that is the Rockets' plan, is that, hey, you build with these guys, you have a lot of assets, and then when the iron is hot, you strike for the big ticket item that is necessary in the NBA to get over, which is that superstar player at the helm of it. And I feel like I reserve a little bit of that because you haven't quite done that, even though I know that you have the capital necessary and you have the appeal necessary to draw that player, because this is a team that is destination at this point. It's not one of those teams where you're like, you're going to have to really sell somebody on, do you want to play here? I think that there's the sell is there. This is a well-coached team, and there's a lot of young talent on this team. It's not like it's going to expire quickly, so the idea for a star, if they have that opening to want to play here, I think is there. They still have to do that in order to get there.
Are we talking ourselves into the Astros being third on our collective lists? I have Texans first, Rockets second, because to your point, it's easier to add that final, I shouldn't say easier, but one piece can put you over the top in the NBA much more than in baseball or football. Much easier. So they add that one piece with the Rockets, and you're feeling pretty good. And as I mentioned, the top of the NBA is somewhat vulnerable. Baseball is not vulnerable at the top right now. I mean, the Astros are not in the same class. All due respect, we just talked about, you know, there are no chumps out there, and they've done it so many years in a row. But Dodgers, Phillies, you know, Braves, if you're talking about championship, not getting to the World Series, but championship, it's going to be tough. Yankees, you know, still.
Yeah, I think for me, that is probably where it lands. And if you lean on the Pender poll, acknowledging the particular biases that can happen with Sean Pendergast being like probably more of a Texans figure, if you were going to lean on one or the other, as opposed to just kind of some of the other ones and his followership on Twitter, then leaning in some ways. But it is outsized, the response that went to the Texans, 58% as it's currently going. In fact, there's still 3 hours on the poll. So if you feel so strongly and you want to see the Rockets or Astros get more love, at Sean T. Pendergast on Twitter. But Texans getting 58% of that voting. Rockets, 23% there, and then 19% to the Astros.
Dang. All they do is win.
What's crazy is I got the Rockets, Astros, and Texans.
Interesting.
And I got Texans, Rockets, Astros.
And I can absolutely see what you're saying with the Texans, because the 713 paints a very fair picture. Been through Peyton Manning, been through Tom Brady, and now Mahomes is there as long as he's breathing negative for the Texans. I think that's
Only reason why I got, because I feel like, I mean, if it was Josh Allen or some in the way, then I'm like, I think the Texans did beat Josh Allen before. So it's not crazy, but Mahomes is here for a long time unless he do like a out of nowhere retirement or something. Like, he's there.
Right.
You got to get past him.
What's the trigger for each of these teams? We set up one of them for the Rockets, the trigger being if they get that superstar? What's the trigger for the other teams that you go, if this happens, then they absolutely have the best case? Because from the 936, they say Rockets if they had the right star. Texans if Nick Haley is the truth, which sort of seems to imply that it would happen next year. Because mm-hmm. I think if Nick Haley is the truth, he's not long for this.
Yeah.
And then after they said Astros if Melton pans out and then the pitching stays healthy.
I don't know if I'd go. Well, I like the first two with the Astros. Melton. I think if you get just anybody at second base, and that includes Melton, perhaps, but anybody at second base playing at a higher level and not relying on Dubon, that makes it a big case.
Great point comes in late too here. Texas, because of the playoff format, and you actually have mm-hmm. stars on both sides of the football. That's mm-hmm. I mean, look, man, the NFL playoffs. It could be a little chaotic. It can be a little bit of a random championship.
Any given Sunday.
It's tough, man. I mean, look at the Detroit Lions. Yeah. I know they went through injuries and stuff, but it's tough, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That was such a very interesting question to ask. So shout out to Payne and Pendergast for bringing that one up. Let's get into what's popping next, including what a fantastic Four Nations final. Just wish it would have went another way. And let's salute the Area 45 anniversary party where they'll be watching a little bit of boxing. We'll get you prepped for that and more next.